The devotional for today was written by Pastor Scott Dennis. During our journey of Lent, we move from our usual comfortable piety and practices, which can easily become routine and feel like cheap grace, to what seems like a spiritual exile of law and penitence, regret and sorrow. However, the good news for us is that if we did not have special liturgical seasons and changes like Lententide, then it would be all too easy to be complacent in cheap, easy grace, and thus we would not rot like bad figs. Such easy spiritual complacency could rot us to the extreme point that we rotten figs would be a byword and a horror for evil to all, before witnessing world which seeks to mock, denigrate, and ignore the Christian faith. Fortunately, grace means that God, in the freedom of his love, chooses to move us to a better place for a season until it is time to return to the place of comfort, familiarity, and joy. We do not enjoy exiles, be it Babylon or Lententide, yet such a season may produce a bountiful harvest of good figs for the benefit of us, our brothers and sisters, and those not even born yet, who themselves shall have their own Lententide exiles, if we preserve the fire of the faith tradition into which God calls us to sojourn and serve. Surely this is what is meant by our Lord's promise to give us hearts to know that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we continue our Lententide sojourn that ends in beholding you upon the cross, give us those hearts which you promised to give us for love and service. Indeed, help us to finish our sojourning exiles by looking forward to beholding your empty tomb and arriving back to our spiritual homes in the promised land of your grace. Amen.